Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you again for keeping tuned. If you tuned in at the very end of our last segment, by the way, and you were hearing us talk about stem cells, and you were saying, oh my goodness, what are they doing over there at Chosen Generation Radio? Those stem cells are taken from a healthy umbilical cord that is donated by a healthy mother and a healthy baby who go on to live and have healthy lives. We did that. We donated the umbilical cord of our fifth child, because before that they weren't, you know, they weren't doing that so much years ago, but now they are. And they said, would you like to donate the umbilical cord for medical study? And we said, sure. And so they did. And glad that we did. And now I've met a gentleman. BioAccelerator is the name of the company, re-envisioning healthcare for humanity. And I had bovine stem cell intervention back in 2004, almost 20 years ago, that helped to save my life. So I can tell you, it works. All right, my next guest is someone that I always love to have come on the program because we talk about something that I think is very, very important right now, and that is, how do we stop Joe? Good grief. I want to welcome to the program the president and CEO of the Committee to Defeat the President, StopJoe.com, former senator of the great state of Colorado, Ted Harvey. Ted, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, thank you for having me on. Good morning. Hope you had a good weekend.
I had a great weekend. Down to 400. Now, folks, I know you're thinking, oh, my gosh. Look, I was in a catastrophic car accident, broke nearly every bone in my body. You can go to my website, go to the blog section. It's on the third page right now. But God uses these things for his glory. How God prepares us for his glory is the name of the sermon. I encourage you to check it out. It has my testimony in there, and you can watch my testimony as I give it and see all that was that happened to me when I dove to save my daughter's life in a horrific car accident 4 years ago. As a matter of fact, 4 years ago, I was just now being transferred. No, I take that back. It was 6 weeks. So I was still, it was still life or death right now as to whether or not I would live or die 4 years ago, Todd. Ted, Todd, Jim, Bob. Sorry. That's terrible. Oh, my gosh.
And look at how the Lord has gone before you and set your steps and where you are today. 4 years later. Your testimony is amazing, and it's a miracle that you are where you are today.
Amen. Amen. Well, and to that point, you know, God wants to do a miracle, I believe, for America. And get America back on track. And there's a formula, if you will, for how that should happen if we would just put God back where he belongs in our country and, you know, take and recognize that America was founded on a Christian biblical worldview. So important.
If a nation will seek the Lord's face and bow down and pray to him, he will hear their prayers and heal their land.
And turn from wickedness too, by the way. I just got to get that thrown in there, because unfortunately the Republican Party, you know, when you're embracing a transsexual who's pretending to be a woman and you're going to support that, I hate to tell you, but you're not following God's plan.
And sacrifice millions of babies at the altar of convenience.
Amen. Absolutely. That blood, the stain of that, I mean, these are things that we've got to make a stand about. And no, they're not social issues, because the issue of a healthy family, as God has instructed a family to be, husband, wife, children, those are the healthy economic engines. Those are the healthy health engines. Those are the healthy policy, fiscal, financial, security. In every step, in every way, those are the building blocks upon which a strong nation is built. And it used to be what America was built upon.
That's right. That's right. And I'm in my car driving back from Missouri. I just dropped my son off to his most recent assignment with his company in Missouri. And so now I'm driving back to Colorado. So I don't have scripture at my fingertips, but the verse just before that verse is talking about how the land had been overcome with pestilence. And the Lord was saying, if you will seek my face, I will heal the land. And we are at a point right now in our nation where it has been overcome with pestilence, and we are looking to the God of government right now to deal with this. Government is saying we need to wear masks. Government is saying we need to lock down. And I think what's far more important is that we seek the face of God and get on our knees and start praying for our country and praying for our kids' future, rather than looking to the God of government to solve everything.
Well, we're also looking to the God of some medical doctor, as opposed to, again, looking to God himself. Yep. You know, right before that, it says, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. As for you, if you walk before me as your father David walked and do according to all that I've commanded you, and if you keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom as I covenanted with David your father, saying, you shall not fail to have a man as a ruler in Israel. I understand people say, oh, well, that's about, you know, Israel. God has ordained in my belief, two nations in the history of mankind, the nation of Israel and the nation of America. The nation of Israel has been ordained and is a Jewish nation. I believe that there's a time coming when they will receive and believe upon Jesus Christ as Messiah. But America was founded by individuals who came here for religious liberty so that they could pursue the advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when foreigners came to this country to try to figure out how an upstart country defeated the greatest military in the world, how an upstart country was competing with nations that had existed for thousands of years, they discovered that at the heart and soul of this country were preachers who preached the truth of the gospel and the establishment of a nation based on what the Bible has to say about community, about the law, about how you interact with your neighbor, and about how you work. These were biblical principles.
And I would go another step further and say that those same pastors were preaching from the pulpit that Christians have a moral obligation to be involved in the civil society in which they live in. And way too often in the pulpits of America over the last 100 years, our pastors have been preaching that politics and the civil society in which we live in is, we should leave that up to secular society. Christians' responsibility is to save souls, and we'll leave politics to others. And that is why our country is falling off the cliff today, is because the church has abdicated their responsibility to the secular world, and nature abhors a vacuum, but Satan loves it. And since the church has left the field of battle in politics and the civil society in which we live in, Satan has filled that vacuum and has resulted in abortion upon demand. They're lighting up the Empire State Building, which you can say that you can have abortion after the child is born, all of the horrendous things that's going on in our society, and it's time for the pastors and it's time for the people in the pews to get out of the pews and to get involved in fighting this fight to save our country, more now than ever. When you look back at the founding of this country where the pastors were wearing their black robes and preaching that the time for preaching is over with, the time for fighting is now, as he throws off his black robe and underneath has on his revolutionary uniform, and he picks up the musket that's leaning up next to his pulpit and leads his congregation out to fight in the Revolutionary War. We need to have that same kind of fighting spirit today in America, from the church, from the pulpit, and get Christians out fighting for this country, because we are at a point where we're about to lose everything if the church doesn't rise up.
Well, and that means speaking out against sexual and gender perversion. You know, in the olden days, in those days, pastors would call out the editors for their fake news of the day.
That's right.
They would literally go to their door, knock on their door, and point to the story and say, remove this or it's going to be my sermon on Sunday. And everyone in the community came to the church. Communities were built around churches. And there is a call. Galatians chapter 6 says, "Brethren, if any man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted." But then it says, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." But that doesn't mean that we are supposed to be a welfare state, because listen to what it says next. "For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load." The
pretty direct, isn't it?
The idea of you know, if you don't work, you don't eat. The idea of if you don't put your hands to the plow and doing it, yes, how do you do it? With excellence. Everything is unto the Lord. That's what we do. But there's a definitive independence and individuality that is talked about here. And then how does that individuality work with the community? When you see someone that's hurting, see someone that's fallen, you go and you render aid and you assist. But what do you help them to do? Get back on their feet so that they can grab the plow and work for themselves.
And the church has left that up to the God of government. And there's a great book that came out in the early 90s called The Tragedy of American Compassion. And I would implore your audience to pick that up and read that again. And the reason why we have the problems in our society today is because the church is not providing those services. And when you provide it to government, government isn't able to provide the spiritual
aspect,
grounding in providing those kind of services as the church is, and they're prohibited from providing those spiritual aspects to it, and then people become reliant upon government, and they aren't reliant upon themselves, they aren't reliant upon God, and there is no spiritual aspect to those services, and then they become, you know, wards of the state, essentially.
Yep.
And that is the failure of the social welfare system.
Well, and that folks is the challenge, because it's the church's responsibility to step in. True religion, feeding the widows, feeding the poor, feeding the orphan.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Very quickly, tomorrow on the program, we open with Major Scott Using, USMC retired, the best-selling author of Echo in Ramadi. Riding his Harley motorcycle across the country 3,000 miles again for Save the Brave, raise awareness regarding veteran suicide. And we'll have Major Scott Using on the program tomorrow. Matt Long is with us tomorrow as well. And Money B and Matt Bellis, Director of Communications for Liberty HealthShare. All that for you tomorrow on the program. Don't miss a minute of it. You can always get more of the program at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Also, mark your calendars for the end of this week. We'll have Masara Kim, who's a reporter, live from Nigeria, on the ground in Nigeria, with an update about what's happening there. On Thursday, the 5th, Alveda King will be with us, and that'll be during our final half hour of the program. So during this segment, actually, Alveda King will be with us, and that'll be on Thursday. And on Wednesday, former advisor to Vice President Dick Cheney, David Wormser, is with us with an update of what's going on in the Middle East. So big stuff for you all week long here on Chosen Generation Radio. Don't miss a minute of it. You can always get, again, the podcast that we put up after the program at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And if you get signed up for our email, you'll get updates. All right, Ted Harvey is our guest. So Isaiah 1:17, and I'm going to go back up to 1:16. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes, cease to do evil. I mean, how much more clear can he be? And then, learn to do good, seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, defend the fatherless, plead for the widow. Ted, it doesn't get any more direct than that, huh?
That is the mandate of the church, and not the mandate of government. That is the mandate of the church. And if the church will actually heed those verses and actually fulfill those verses, we would not be in the situation that we are today, where the church has abdicated that to government, and society has crumbled ever since we started the war against poverty and giving that over to the God of government. And we need to take that back. We need to take back our responsibility, and the church needs to rise up and fulfill their role in society. And unfortunately, there's not enough men in the pulpit that are preaching that today.
No, and unfortunately then, the fruit of what we're sowing is this: these six things the Lord hates, yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among the brethren. Folks, that's what we're seeing. The race wars, that's what that's all about. The policies that are encouraging violence in our streets, that's what this is about. You know, innocent blood, you've got abortion. I mean, every single one of these, you can just tick them off. And we as believers, our victorious power is in the name of Jesus Christ. I encourage you at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.